I think this Bernstein outlook is really exciting because it suggests Bitcoin could reclaim the $125,000 level by late 2026.
That's a meaningful milestone, and the firm frames it as a key step in a broader long-term market cycle.
And the bigger picture is even more interesting. The base case points to Bitcoin reaching around $300,000 by 2029.
Right, and in the most optimistic scenario, the firm sees the asset rising as high as $500,000.
I love that they're not presenting these numbers as certainties. They're more about a growing analyst view that Bitcoin's future cycles could become larger.
Exactly. That shift could come from deeper institutional adoption, more investment products, and stronger financial integration.
And the $125,000 target is important because it's more than just a psychological number.
Agreed. A recovery to that level would suggest Bitcoin has worked through a period of volatility and regained confidence from both retail and institutional investors.
That feels like a really positive signal. Bitcoin's history has been full of sharp rallies followed by major corrections.
Yes, and those swings have often created doubt about whether the asset can maintain a long-term upward trend.
But Bernstein's outlook implies that future downturns might be seen differently.
Correct. They could be interpreted as part of a broader accumulation phase, not the end of Bitcoin's growth story.
That's a much more constructive way to look at volatility.
And reaching $125,000 by late 2026 could position Bitcoin strongly for the next stage of the cycle.
In this view, the market may not peak immediately after setting a new high.
Instead, Bitcoin could build momentum over several years before approaching the larger 2029 target.
That sounds like a more gradual, multi-year expansion rather than a quick spike and collapse.
Yes, and Bernstein's central projection of $300,000 by 2029 depends on several structural trends.
The first one is institutional participation.
That's right. Asset managers, hedge funds, corporations, and other professional investors have shown increasing interest in Bitcoin.
Compared with earlier cycles, Bitcoin now feels much more connected to traditional financial markets.
It's increasingly discussed as part of broader portfolio allocation, which is a big shift.
That kind of institutional demand can affect Bitcoin in two main ways.
First, large investors can add buying pressure and liquidity.
And second, their participation can improve the asset's legitimacy.
That can encourage other investors and financial institutions to engage with it more comfortably.
That shift matters because it could help move Bitcoin from a speculative niche asset into a more established part of global finance.
The second major factor is Bitcoin's limited supply.
The network is designed to cap the total number of Bitcoins that can ever be created.
And periodic reductions in new coin issuance can slow supply growth over time.
So if demand keeps rising while new supply grows more slowly, that imbalance could support higher prices.
That's the basic idea, but scarcity alone is not enough.
Right. Sustained demand, favorable market conditions, and continued confidence in Bitcoin's usefulness are also necessary.
Bernstein's bull case, which sees Bitcoin reaching $500,000, would likely require a stronger set of conditions.
Those include deeper institutional adoption and greater use of Bitcoin as a reserve or investment asset.
Wider global access and a favorable regulatory environment would also matter.
Additional acceptance by governments, businesses, and financial service providers could help too.
If Bitcoin becomes more integrated into payment networks, custody services, investment portfolios, and treasury strategies, demand could grow well beyond previous cycles.
That would be a major evolution for the asset.
That said, the $500,000 scenario is best viewed as an aggressive outcome rather than a likely short-term result.
I agree. Bull markets can produce extraordinary gains, but they can also bring extreme corrections.
Investor sentiment can shift quickly, and unexpected macroeconomic developments can change the picture.
Several risks could challenge Bernstein's forecast.
Regulatory changes may affect how individuals and institutions buy, hold, or use digital assets.
Governments could introduce restrictions, reporting requirements, or tax policies that reduce demand in certain markets.
Macroeconomic conditions also matter a lot.
Higher interest rates, weaker liquidity, recession risks, or a stronger U.S. dollar could reduce appetite for volatile assets.
And Bitcoin has shown a strong tendency to experience rapid price declines.
So even a long-term bullish trend could include major drawdowns.
Competition from other digital assets, technological changes, cybersecurity concerns, and shifts in investor preferences could also influence Bitcoin's market position.
For that reason, multi-year forecasts should be treated as scenarios, not guarantees.
The main takeaway is that Bernstein's outlook presents a long-term thesis. Bitcoin regains $125,000 by late 2026, moves toward $300,000 by 2029, and could reach $500,000 in a highly favorable environment.
The forecast is based on the expectation that Bitcoin's adoption and financial relevance will continue expanding.
For investors, the broader lesson is that Bitcoin's market cycle may not follow a simple pattern of quick peaks and declines.
Price growth could unfold over multiple years, with periods of consolidation and sharp volatility along the way.
Anyone considering exposure should evaluate their risk tolerance, investment time frame, and ability to withstand major price swings.
In short, Bernstein's projections offer an optimistic view of Bitcoin's future, but the path to those levels is likely to be uneven.
Whether Bitcoin reaches $125,000, $300,000, or the ambitious $500,000 bull case target will depend on the interaction between adoption, supply, regulation, liquidity, and investor confidence.